We're on Yud Ches Amud Aleph at Bai Rava, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. Bai Rava, Kasav Shtei Megillas Lishtei Sotos. Let's say two Megillas were written separately for two Sotos, which is fine. Bat Umachkan L'toch Kosechad, but they were raised in the same cup of water. Mau, is that water okay to be used for these two sotos? What's the shaila? Ksiva lishma beinan. You need it to be written each megillah for each personal for each sota, and it was vayika. Or Dilmar, maybe beinan nami mechika lishma. Maybe it's not enough to be written for each sota; it has to be also erased for each sota personally, and that you don't have. Was written and it was erased in the same water. And if you're going to say yes, it needs to be erased also separately for each sota, what about machkan v'shtei kosos? It was done that way. It was erased each one separately in two separate cups. But then v'chazer ve'er v'mo. But then they took the both two cups were put together, mixed together in one. Now what? Mechika lishma b'ina v'ika. L'maisa, it was erased each one individually in the water, so that's fine. Ve'ika, we have that. Or Dilma, maybe that's not enough. Have lav dideka shasya. Ve'ha lav dida kas shasya. Maybe each one is not drinking, though, her own water. When she drinks the water from that one cup, she's also drinking the waters of her friend. And that's no good. Each one has to drink her own waters, and therefore maybe it's no good. Deem Timtzelomar, Rabbi continues, and if you want to say that maybe halav dida kashasya v'halav dida kashasya, each one is not drinking their own water, so it's a problem if it's in one kos, because he's also drinking the waters of his her friend. What about chazar v'chilkan, mo? What about if, fine, afterwards it was, again, the waters were separated into two separate cups, and then each one drank their own cup. Mao yesh brera or ein brera? Do we say that now? Good, now they have their own cup, or do we say no? Since it was mixed together, it doesn't help to separate it apart afterwards. It's not called drinking from their own cup anymore. Teku Gemara leaves this unanswered. Rashi lishma b'sefer l'atzma. Here doesn't mean normally as lishma means. Here it means personal, her own. Her own sefer. Dichsiv, it says, Vasala lishma. Mechikanami bekos lishma. Also, the erasing needs to be in her own, her personal erasing, in her own cup, bekos lishma, la'atzma, for herself. She nikr, mechika, shehi lishma. That it's nikr that the erasing was done for her. Back to the Gemara. Bai Rava. Hishka besiv mo. Let's say the woman drank the waters, the sota waters, but she drank it through a sieve, which is like a hollow pipe, it's a tube. It's made out of the material that is around the palm trees. Ma, is that okay? Bishfaferis mahu. If she drank it through like a pipe, is that okay? What's the shaila in these two things? Do we say derech shtia bekach, that that's also a way of drinking and it's okay? Or maybe ain derech shtia bekach, or maybe no, that's not a normal way of drinking, and therefore the waters are not going to work since you didn't drink it properly normally. Also here, teku, Mora leaves it unanswered. And Ravashi has another question by Ravashi. What about nishpachu mahin? What happens if the soda waters they spilt, but nishtaru mehem, but not all of them, a little bit was left. Can she drink the little bit that's left, and that'll be able to check her? Mau, do you need the full amount, which is a chetzi lug, or not? Teku, also here, it is unanswered. Rashi, hishka besiv shum chalul, that it's hollow, kederech shatinochot shatin, like we would use like a straw that the children drink from. Okay. Amar Mizira, Amar Rav. Shtei shvuas hamuras besota lama. Why do we need two shvuas for the sota? Achas kodem shenimchacha megillah v'achas shlachar shenimchacha. Rav Zera says, the name of Rav, one is necessary because one is as she's made to swear, or he adjures her before the Megillah is written, and one before it's erased, and one after the Megillah is erased. Rava, that's not true. Tarvayu, Kodim Shanim Chacha Megillah Ksivan. In the Torah, both of the Shvuas are written before the Megillah is erased. Elam, Rava, what are the two Shvuas? Achaz Shvua Sheishima Allah, the Achaz Shvua Sheinima Allah. One, really the second one, is a Shvua that has an Allah to it. It mentions in the Shvua the Klala that's going to go on the woman if she was found that she was Mizana. And one, meaning the first Shvua, is the Shvua Sheinima Allah, which is the Shvua, Stama Shvua, that she was not Mizana. Rashi Sheishima Allah, Dixiv Bechad Minayu, it says Shvua Sa'Allah, Lukami Mefar Sheikhidami. Okay, back to the Gemara. Hechi dami shvua sheishi ma'ala. What is this shvua sheishi ma'ala? Shvua that has with it this curse. Amrav, Amram, Amarav, that he says to her, Mashpiani alaich, and he uses the shame of Hashem here, Shalo nitmeis, that you are not nitmeis, and then he adds, She'im nitmeis yavo bich. Because if you were nitmeis, then these waters are going to go into you and have an effect on you, and you're going to die. That is the Shvua Sa'ala. The Gemara is Docha. That Amar Rava, that's not considered Shvua Sa'ala. Why? Because Allah Lechu Dekaime, the Allah is by itself, and the Shvua is Lechu Dekaime, and the Shvua that she wasn't nitmeis is also by itself, and Shvua Sa'ala is mashma that it goes together, not as two separate things. Ela Marava Mashbeni Alaich She'im Nitmeis Yavo Bich. Therefore, the Shvua Sa'ala is that he says to her, I'm adjuring you, Mashbeni Alaich She'im Nitmeis Yavo Bich. So this is as if the oath it is going on it's as if he's mashpia the curse to take effect. So Amar Ravashi, so that's Shvua Sa'ala, because he's like making an oath that it's gonna work, that he's gonna mashpia the curse to take effect. So Amar Ravashi, though, that's not good either. Why? Because Alak Ika, but Shvua Leika. Because we have here an Allah, but not a Shvua. Meaning, you're only dealing with the curse, but it's there not much be of the woman. And it has to be going on the woman also here. So, Ela Maravashi, therefore he says, the Lashon is, Mashbiani Alaich, Shalo Nitmeis, Ve'im Nitmeis Yavo Bich. So notice it's almost exactly the same as Rav Amram, except Rav Amram said with a sheen, She'im nitmeis. So according to Rav Amram, basically it's a warning that to take the oath seriously. Because She'im, because if you're lying, the waters are going to have an effect. That's the way he was learning. Whereas opposed to now, Rav Ashi, so he's learning that it's not a warning, but rather he's just Cohen's just telling her that making her swear that she was not neat mace, and he adds on the woman, and if you were a shvua that the waters are going to have an effect on you. Let's see Rashi, mashbiyani alaich b'shem, uses the shame of Hashem and maskir Hashem, shelo neat mace she at omer emes. Shalo nitmeis, hainu shvua, that's a shvua. The girsay here is sheyesh ima Allah, that has an Allah. Sheim nitmeis, yavo bicht, if you were, it's gonna go into you. Hamayim, litzpot batin, etc. Hainu, that's the Allah. Amarava, Allah lechude kaime lechule. The shvua and the Allah, there is over here, but shneim Allah isha, both on the woman. Vekraksi, veshvua sa'Allah, that the shvua is of the Allah, of the curse. Mashbeni alaich she'im nitmeis yavo bich, the ikan hashta, now we have shvua ha'Allah, she mashpia es ha'Allah shetachul. So there we have shvua, we don't have the shvua though, shvua leika ala isha, we have the shvua on the curse, but not on the woman. Bekraksi vishpia ta'isha. Mashbeni alaich shelo nitmeis, the final girsa therefore is, then mashbeni alaich shelo nitmeis, ve'im nitmeis, ve, not she, but ve'im nitmeis, then yavo bich, mashbeni alaich, Sheyehe emes ma she'amart, befaneinu shelo nitmeis. First, we're making you swear that in fact what you said in front of us, that you were not nitmes, is true. Being nitmes, and that if you were in fact nitmes, yavo bichamayim, the water is going to go into you. Dekai meshvua aisha. Therefore, now we have the shvua on the woman shelo nitmes, that she was not nitmes. Ve'aala shetachol, and also on the curse itself, that it should take effect. New Mishnah. Ama hi omeres amen amen. She says, the woman, the sota answers to the shvuas, she says, amen amen. What's the double amen? Amen ala ala, that she's mekabel on herself the klala that the kohen gives to her, and also amen ala shvuah, she's mekabel on herself the shvuah that the kohen made adored her, that she was not nikmes. Amen mi'ish zeh, also the one amen goes on mi'ish zeh, she's nishba, that she was not mezana with that ploni, that person that the husband was mekana her on. And mi'ish acher, and also it applies to some other, she wasn't mezana even with another man, that the husband didn't mekana her on. Amen shelo satisi arusa unusua, and also he can megalgal the shvua even on the time before he was in Mekaner, even that she was mezana while they were in the state of an engagement. See Rashi so far. Amen ala ala lekachu tzrichalich pol, the double amen arusa unusua al yedei gilgul shvua remegalgal, who megalgal allows news shel erison afapi shelo haya bokinui. Right, obviously, he was Mekaner now, but he's Megalgal Shvua on the time period when they were just engaged. Mikan Legilgal Shvua Mina Torah. Okay, return to Yudches Amud Beis. Vishomeres Yavam Uchnusa. What does that mean? Says Rashi. V'im Haisa Yavamto. Let's say this one was his Yavama. Her husband died, which is this guy's brother, and now she becomes his Yavama. He did Yibum with her. He married her. V'kinel, and afterwards he was Mekana her. V'nistara, and she hid with the guy. Then Megalgal Leshvua Shalom Nitmes Keshehi Shomer Siyavam. He can Megalgal the Shvua that in that time period before he married her, when she was, she felt him, and she was just a Shomer Siyavam waiting to do Yibum, that she wasn't, didn't have relations with another man. Shomeris Yavam, Rashi explains, what's the Lashon Shomeris? Like, sounds like she's guarding. But it means also Mitzape, to wait, look forward to. Mamtenet Liyibum Sheyivama. So can't wait till the Yibum to happen. Kemo Aviv Shomeris Hadavar. If we find by Yaakov, they was waiting to see what they would, the dreams of Yosef, what was going to happen. Lo Tishmor Al Chatasi, etc. And Yehuv as well. We continue in the Mishnah now. Now the Mishnah is going back to that what it said at the beginning, that she says Amen al the Allah and Amen on the Shvua. Now we're explaining what this Amen on the Shvua is. Means Amen shelo nitmesi, she's mekabel on herself a Shvua that she was not mezana. And the Amen on the Allah, what is that? Vim nitmesi yavobi, that if I was nitma, then I was mezana, then the waters will have an effect on me. And the klalas of the water. Rabbi Meir, Omer, he says that, he argues, and he says that the Amen is, besides Shalom Nitmesi, the other Amen is also Amen Shalom Etama, that I will not, Megalgal, that she's not going to Mizan in the future. Right, so obviously that can't mean that if she is going to Mizan in the future, that the waters are going to take effect now, and she's going to die, because if she dies now, she's obviously not going to Mizan in the future. So what it means is, Rashi's going to say, in the Gemara later on, that if later on she's going to be Mizana, then the waters are going to come back up. Even she drank it, and they're going to be in her system, and one day, if she's ever Mizana, they're going to come back and have an effect on her later on. Okay, we continue in the Mishnah. Shakol Shavin, everybody agrees, or Rimir and Chachamim, Shein masneima lo al konim shetitares. However, everybody agrees that he can't be masne, he can't megalgal shvua on a time period before they're even engaged. Below alachar shetiskares, nor can he megalgal shvua on a time when, if in the future he's going to divorce her, and then after the divorce, let's say she was with some other man, and then he took her back. That he can't megalgal on that. Nistara lechad minitmes, ve'achar kach hechzir, and then he took her back after he divorced her. Lo hayah masneima, that he can't megalgal on. Why? Because we have a klal. Ze'a klal kol shetiba'el ve'lo aysa asura lo hayah masneima. He can only megalgal the shvua on a time period when, if had she yes been with another man, that would asur her onto him. But in these two scenarios, meaning before they were even engaged, she was a single woman. If she had a relation with somebody, it doesn't asur her onto him. Nor after they're divorced, if she has relations, if she marries somebody, as we'll see, that would be a problem. If she just has a relation with another man and then he takes her back, so he's allowed to. That doesn't asur her onto him. So he's not allowed to megaldel shvu on a time when, had she had relations with somebody, it wouldn't asur her onto him. Okay, let's see the Rashi's now. I'm main shlo nitmesi, haynu kabbalas the shvua, v'im nitmesi, and if I was, yavobi, haynu, that's the kabbalas of the Allah, kederech sheishpia, kedamar leo, like we learned before in the Gemara, mashbeni alayich shalod nitmes, v'im nitmesi, and if it were, yavobi, v'haynu perishoda amein ala shvua, and amein ala Allah, detanya bereish, as we saw in the Reisha of the Brisa. Amen shelo etama, in the future, she'im titama, and if she will, afterward, lacharzman, ma'im arin ota lacharshin titma, the water is going to gurgle back up in there, and after she's nitma, kidatani bebrice of Gemara, as the Bryce is going to say later on in the Gemara. Balo al achash titgaresh, vafilu le Rabbi Meir da'amar masna alatid, even though he says you could be masna on the future, but not after, in the time period after they would get divorced. And she was nitmates after they got divorced. The ain't a neseras alav, because that doesn't, having relations with a man after they get divorced, does not ask her to come back to her husband. Elin kenise sayide kedushin, unless she married somebody else with kedushin. The chiksiv, as it says, lo yuchal baila rishon asher shalcha lashuv lachakta, that says in the Torah affair, she's not allowed to take a woman back after you send her away, you divorce her. That's achar kedushin v'nisuin. That's only if she gets married to somebody else in the meantime. Kedichsiv, as it says, v'aysa li shacher v'sana ishacharon. Ad kan.